Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Hot damn, that's how you start a show.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
The big dance.
It is madness. We are in pure madness here.
It is lit.
We are at the Twin Peaks in Davie in pure madness.
We are at Twin Peaks. The Lumberjills are serving up some great cold beverages.
We are
ready to go.
It's going crazy here, man. Twin Peaks is the place you want to be. It's already jamming here. Fantastic atmosphere. Huge TVs. Obviously great scenic views. You got I'm looking at a stuffed bear, which I want to take for home. if I were to have a stuffed animal. I'm not talking like a teddy bear, like a taxidermied animal.
The deer.
I want bear.
I mean, that bear's something. That's a big bear.
I want village bear.
You're into bears.
I want village bear. That's what I want. Yeah. I want that down here, man. So get on out here. Watch the games. It is pretty fantastic as you got the whole thing going down today, man. Twin Peaks Dirty Blonde served a frosty 29 degrees. You got $20 buckets of Heineken or Heineken 0.0. If you have to get back to work, you know what I mean? Hopefully you don't. Hopefully you get to just take Cookie for the rest of the day. I know that's how Robbie's doing. This isn't even like he's working. It's kind of like he's in the midst.
He's got his iPad here. He actually brought the iPad with the tripod.
The big thing you also need to know here, guys, is Twin Peaks' happy hour starts in an hour's time, and it's going all the way till 6. So 2 until 6 is happy hour. $1.50 man-size Peak Signature beers, $4 appetizers, $5 Jack and Cokes. If you guys want to get your tournament stuff started here today.
What, man? This made me bad, dude. His reaction on every shot.
It's been bad.
Because
I held it in that time.
All right, listen to me. Robbie is, it's a different state. It's almost it's almost like, I don't know what to describe it as. Almost like a bear during mating season. Like he can't be contained right now. And
not a hibernation.
Beast, you weren't here. It's Yale versus LSU was going on.
Right, the game that Leroy picked.
It was 2-0.
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, Yale. I was like,
what? Did
he has early action.
That just started. We all have action.
Yeah.
Across
the board.
No.
Not quite as much as him.
Right. We have, like, for entertainment purposes and with the audience action
in our
Twin Peaks Tournament Twister. Robbie has real action.
All right. So we have the Twin Peaks Tournament Twister bracket, which is the ultimate bracket of our competition amongst each other. And Dina Lang, who, by the way, I almost killed today.
What do you mean you almost killed?
Well, you know how we have that back door that just swings out? That just flails out. It's the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
By the old bullpen?
Yeah.
Well, she was coming out the same time I was leaving. She was trying to get into work, and I went right into her face. It was bad. It could have been a really bad injury.
Yeah, there's been like 5 or 6 near accidents.
Dude, we got to find a new setup for that. It's a dangerous thing waiting to happen. That's neither here nor there. But, Robbie, how many brackets do you have?
I'm glad you asked that question. I fill out I live and die by one bracket. I fill it out on multiple competitions. I'm in my group. I'm in the Twin Peaks Challenge. You know, I'm in all over the place, but I live and die by one bracket.
Do one bracket, but you just use it in all your different...
Yes, correct.
Okay.
I may change it a couple times.
How many different pools are you in?
At least 4 or 5. Maybe more, yeah.
And is there action aside from a bracket?
Yes. I kind of lost my mind a little bit when I bracket. I try to avoid the people.
Hey, man. So, like, if one gets sunk, they all get sunk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that just because you want to just stick to your principles? Like, why would you
do
that?
Well, and then I don't want to get conflicts where I'm rooting for one team in another bracket, I'm rooting for another team in another bracket, and then I'm basically break even out of the way. It's stupid. It sucks. I like to live and die. There's no fun there.
All right, let's get to some headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Well, we got a couple games going on right now. First off, the 10-7, the Gophers of Minnesota against Louisville.
The Gophers.
I got the Gophers, too. And they hit a sick buzzer beater before the half, and they are up by 5, 38-33. That game just went into halftime. Game underway now. 11 minutes left in the first half. LSU and Yale. Many of the I call this the fishiest line of the tournament. LSU did get off to a 9-0 run, but now it's 21-17. It seems like to be a manageable game. But I mean, all the money was pouring in on Yale. So many fishiness with LSU and the coach, and you know, and all that. And then the next game coming up at 1:30, New Mexico State and Auburn, and then at 2:00. Vermont and Florida State. Those are the first four games of the day. Then I can keep going.
Did you say our boss has Vermont going all the way?
Yes, Lent has Vermont.
Okay, listen. This is how he explained to me his bracket. He goes, I love New England, so I picked the New England State that has a team in because I don't think Northeastern has a shot. I was like, neither does Vermont because, you know, the Catamounts aren't exactly known for their basketball.
They do have a really good player, Lamb.
Right. And then he goes, I always loved the name Purdue when I was growing up, so I picked Purdue.
He's probably going to win.
Well, he's going to do better than Zaslow.
And so, but he did this for, like, all... He was trying to explain to me, like, all of his picks.
I don't feel like I got as froggy with this bracket
Could
this year.
Could you stop using that term? Overusing froggy.
First of all, I'm feeling extra froggy today because you had the best Heat win of the season last night. Against the San Antonio, but they just took out the hottest team in the NBA. They just won in a place never win.
Okay,
I had zero hope about last night's game.
You're overusing froggy.
And you want to know something? I'm feeling so tadpole-y and extra froggy. I can't be contained, my friend.
A half-court shot by Dwayne Wade and the left-hander off the glass.
Oh, my God.
The free throw line.
Dude, we're going to be so screwed without him.
Yeah.
We're going to be so screwed.
I was thinking about, you know, everyone keeps saying, please don't retire. But I think this is the way you want to retire.
No doubt.
You want to go out playing good ball.
No,
you don't want to go out like Dirk Nowitzki.
A lot of people were saying, like, don't retire. Like, I get it. I don't want to see Dwayne Wade go either. But this is, like, you cannot, for an athlete we have rooted for now for years, I mean, you can't hope for an athlete to go up better than this. Because normally you don't. You go down face planted on a canvas. You go down not being able to get out of the batter's box. You look like Dirk Nowitzki. A bum-ass giraffe who can't even get any shots if it's embarrassing.
Bum-ass giraffe.
Six points a game.
The fact that I get to see the most iconic athlete I've ever rooted for, the fact I get to see him still win games, still hit game winners, and he's going to go out on a high note like that, you can't ask for more than
you
that.
You don't want to see...
like a 2-for-17 every
night.
Yeah,
exactly. You don't want to see garbage.
Yeah, the only thing that you're fearful
That'd
of...
That'd be depressing.
The only thing you're fearful of with Dwayne Wade retiring
is... Or he's injured most of the season.
You're never going to get another one of him. That's what you're ultimately scared of. Like, look, Justice Winslow may continue to develop, but to think about all of the good connected moments you have as a Miami or a South Florida sports fan, they're pretty much all tied to him.
Yeah, at least it's the past 20 years.
In the last 20 years. That's pretty crazy. So, you know, I mean, like, outside of like a Giancarlo Stanton home run chase and, you know, the Canes beating Notre Dame.
I mean, you had the 2003 Marlins winning the World Series in that time span. But that was right before Dwayne Wade got drafted. Then it was a moment since.
So how does the excitement of Dwayne Wade get replaced in this market?
I don't know.
Who's got next?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's Josh Richardson.
I tell you what, though. Might be this Pablo Lopez.
Whoa,
he's dealing.
Spring training. Sub-20.
Although, spring training,
Robbie
11 straight. What did you say?
Stat of the day.
Say that what you said yesterday.
Oh, yes. I thought the same thing. Oh, stupid spring training. 11 games in a row. It doesn't mean anything. But then I saw a stat, courtesy of our friend Joe Fusaro, and he pointed out that the Marlins had not won 11 spring training games in a row since February 28th through March 8th of what year? 1997.
How about that?
And they won the World
Hot
Series.
Damn.
How about that?
Hot damn.
So it's science.
Swaggy Jeets getting it rolling.
Pitching's great. Sub-1 ERA for Pablo Lopez. Now, he's spring training, but he's still trying to get batters out. The Cardinals yesterday were still playing their full complement of hitters.
Hey, listen, my man is trying to earn a rotation spot here.
Well,
he's trying to solidify himself.
In the Fusaro projection of the 25-man roster and who was going to start, he had Mei-Wei Chen in the bullpen.
Oh, you have to.
Well, because he got so many good guys available that you could use. And last year, you had to start Wei Yin Chen by default because he didn't have anybody.
Is that on TV? Can we see Wei Yin Chen start against the Mets today?
No, I'd rather not. But he also did have our boy, the Hialeah Hammer, in the starting in right field.
The Peter O'Brien?
Yeah.
Peter O'Brien, the Hialeah Hammer.
Yeah.
Doesn't really make sense.
Quick check on the score on that.
Yeah, he's you know, because they don't have a lot of power sources. And that dude hits Jimmy Jacks, but he strikes out a lot.
Yeah. Well,
That's the way of the future. Everyone's doing that. Strikeouts are cool now. As long as you hit 30 to 40 home runs.
Chicks dig the strikeout.
Yes, yes. chicks dig the K.
You know it's not cool? Running
chicks
the bases.
On base percentage.
Listen here, kids. All right, you got two things. You either trot or you walk back to the dugout. That's it. You got two options here in this baseball land.
No working the count. It's for losers.
You know the only thing that sucks about March Madness?
What?
The start of March Madness.
What are you talking about?
Because I want it to be the end. I'm like, I'm ready for buzzer beaters to turn over and let's get to the games. Like, well, I want the madness to start.
That's going
to
start happening. We're only two games in so far. One game's at halftime. One game's
right
in the first
half. Right around 2 o'clock.
You're going to get some overlap.
In the 2 o'clock hour, that's when it's going to be.
It's going to be, and then 5 minutes later,
That's when Robbie may need help.
Robbie's worried about breaking all kinds of contractual rules. And I told him, look, I don't want any enthusiasm being held back today. I want you to be you, all right? Everything you need to say. If it's that big of an issue, we'll dump it.
Steven's honest. Steven, you're paying attention back there, right?
But also, I just think we, you know how like you can't say somebody committed a crime? Like, you got to throw allegedly out there?
Yeah. Right.
I feel like you should just say theoretically.
Alleged buzzer beater.
Like, theoretically, there was just a monster jam by the Gophers.
Right.
Like that, you know, something like that. That was covered.
Just throw it out there.
Right. I mean, if you can hold on for just like 5 seconds or 6 seconds, you're good. It's fine.
Yeah, man, but I'm feeling froggy.
Our delay is like 28 seconds or so, 14 seconds, so really, we're good.
Really, it should all just be fine. But either way, I'm telling you, man, that Heat game last night, I'm feeling.
I don't want to be. I just want to point this out there. I didn't text this because it was late at night. I don't like to text late at night, but I do want to just a little cause for concern about the Heat, the San Antonio Spurs. I remember Ted yesterday how they shoot the least amount of three-point attempts.
Yeah, and they were hitting I was going to text it, too, that they were hitting a bunch of threes.
They shoot under 25 a game. They got off 34 threes, and it was the three-point brigade, Patty Mills and Marco Bellinelli, always.
Was it Forbes?
Bertans.
The other thing is, though, that they're good. You know, the Heat are protecting that paint, man.
No, they were really good in the first half of both, defending the paint and the three, but in the second half it got a little out of control, but they held on and won.
I got no cause for concern. Like, I know, like, this is how you live with the Heat now. Like, you know they'll get big leads. You know that they're going to cough them up, and then you hope that they can execute late and stay out in front. Like, that's kind of how they roll. The wire-to-wire blowout wins, I mean, what have we seen, two of those this year?
Yeah, the Detroit game a few weeks ago.
That doesn't happen. It's not a thing this Heat team does.
So who do they have next?
Milwaukee on Friday, who knows if Greek Freak's going to play.
Everybody, to quote Tobin, is froggy about this Milwaukee game.
You want to know why? Because they're busted up.
That's when the frog comes back to jump in your ass.
Nope. I feel fine by it. Don't worry about it, man.
I definitely don't think I should have said that.
Look, don't worry about it.
It's out there.
It's all out there. Just don't worry about it. I feel good about this matchup. Now, the problem is the Heat are playing too good. You got to worry about maybe moving up. I don't necessarily. If you got to pick them all, you got Toronto, who I like, you know, probably the least of all the matchups. Yeah. It's a tough place to play. They got Kawhi Leonard.
Fred VanVleet, Kyle Lowry, make it threes.
They also have the factor of we've been trying to get rid of the choking label for a long time. You know, the Bucks have the best player. They have the best player.
Yeah,
but they're banged up.
The Sixers might be the most exciting.
Yeah, but
they're feeling they've been kind of on top of this thing the whole time.
So you
gotta punch them right in the face.
They came down here last week.
Nah, rope a dope game. Show them a little. He showed him a little.
And then taketh away.
Yeah, and took him away. Plus, Justice and Dwayne were banged up in that game. You can't take anything from that game. Not a real game. Not a real game.
Like an exhibition.
Yes,
yeah, to some degree, yeah. It was like a taste. Just give him a little taste. And then, you have the Sixers Revenge Series. They put it on your Celtics yesterday.
Not my Celtics, but they did put it on the Celtics.
Marcus Smart, he had that shove.
Yeah, he did.
And then...
So anyway, we're live here from the Twin Peaks in Davie. We'll be here until 4. We'll be here as a station till 7. Curtis and Parker coming up after us. They'll be here as well. But get on out here. Lots of great specials. Lots of great things going on. Perfect views of the games. So get on out here. Twin Peaks in Davie on University. We will be back right after this.
Wade fumbled it, but he got inside. Wade spins, turns around. Left-hand shot. Got it off the glass. Dwayne Wade with the left hand. Oh, my. Oh, I haven't seen that one in forever.
That's what he does now. That's what he does.
Yep.
He is the banker.
So good.
He's the banker. BR didn't have a badass name, which was Flash. Then he'd be the banker. Because he's always keeping that bank open.
What about the runner or the floater?
Was using the glass.
I still can't believe Shannon Sharp said that he got that shot from LeBron. Come on, man. Not everything's related to LeBron.
Bro, wait. did he really say that?
Yes, he did.
Shannon Sharp said that?
Yeah, he tried to compare LeBron's layup against Paul George as the same thing.
Jesus.
For me.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Shannon Sharp? Do me a favor. Get the hell out of here.
stay in your lane.
He tried to compare LeBron's layup to that shot.
Listen, stay in your lane, bro. Football, fine. Basketball, get the hell out of here. By the way, Skip Bayless.
Oh, we'll get to him in a second.
Ooh.
I love that guy. He's A1.
Kiss of death.
No, he's not. Why would you say that?
Kiss of death.
Why would you say that? He's a respected journalist. He's a respected journalist.
I mean, he actually was.
If Leroy were here, he'd smack you.
What? He is. He did lots of work with the Cowboys and all that.
Including writing a book that
did he cover Oklahoma?
Well, perhaps. We're here at the Twin Peaks in Davie right now. We are here until 4. The station's here until 7. You want to get out of here. Happy hour starting up in about a half hour's time. We're going from 2 to 6 with happy hour. $3.50 man-sized Peak signature beers, $4 appetizers, $5 Jack and Cokes going down. You can get $20 buckets of Heineken or Heineken 0.0. And Twin Peaks Dirty Bond is served frosty, real frosty, at a 29 degrees. And you got the Ultimate Man Cave over here as well. So get on over here. I just was ranking all of the things that are up on the wall. I didn't realize moose right above my head. Love a moose.
Listen. I grew up in the Northeast. There's deer.
Yeah.
There's meese.
Meese?
Yeah.
Like mice?
No, there's several moose.
There's no way.
No, dude. It's
meese.
No. That sounds like a person who's trying to say mice, but like you say meese's.
No, it's meese.
No way. I'm looking this up.
That's not like you're trying to make goose geese into moose meese, and
correct.
That's not a thing.
Correct.
That's not a thing.
Yeah,
minus one.
Plural moose.
Anywho, when you're driving like along the Kankamangas, yeah, there you go. When you're driving along the Kankamangas Highway in New Hampshire, and there's just this long stretch of highway, and you see a moose. I know what it is. I was doing a thing. It was a bit. Relax. Anywho.
A terrible bit.
It was horrible. You know what? Take away another point for even trying.
Minus one.
Thank you. But when you're driving along like a nice country highway, a road, if you will, and there's a moose there, that intimidates the hell out of you because they'll break your car.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I hope that thing's glued to the wall. Well.
I see. I hope so too, man. Moose scare me.
Oh, look at that fish right there in the corner. Oh, it's very fishy.
Poor trout.
Yeah.
By the way, during the break, I don't know if you caught it, Robbie was yelling at Yale as they were playing bad defense. Could you use some quantum physics and play better defense? That was something he shouted at the TV.
I just remember that they do the Turner thing for the match managers, which means Charles Barkley is doing college games.
Yeah.
Which has got to just lead to some fantastic stuff.
Because, oh, yeah, the whole TNT crew's out there.
Yeah, he's just got to be like, I don't know.
Wait, is Stephen A. Smith, like, making up teams? Or, like, he had that issue with Mike Scioscia. That's what it was.
Yeah, Mike Scioscia. Is he for Francesa forgot that a 16-1 last year?
Oh, yeah,
what?
Yeah.
I didn't
see
this.
Oh, it's never happened.
It's never happened.
Oh, man, listen. One of the best follows ever is Funhouse. And all that guy does is re-rack clips of Mike Francesa making a fool out of himself. I really shouldn't say that because he's a fellow Intercom employee. But still... and he's been good for the business over the years. But, the other day he was like, you know, if you're like a Belmont or a Gardner Webb, and you're going against a one seed, man, just be happy to be here because a number 16's never beaten a one.
And it happened like last year.
Right.
It didn't happen like 20 years ago. It happened last year.
Yeah, and UMBC like tweeted out the clip and was like, do you not remember?
Yeah. Tough break, Pope.
By the way, UMBC not being in the tournament, real good thing for Virginia psychologically. You don't have to worry about it.
100%. And nothing was better. There was nothing better than the sport than Virginia getting embarrassed.
The sanctity of basketball.
Bro, they're just a plague. They're a plague on basketball. They don't play real basketball.
The total on their game is 130.
It's like
no chance.
It's like playing hoops against a boa constrictor. Like they're just trying to squeeze everything they can out of you. All the fun. everything real out of it. Like, no, man, I'm not about it. Get the hell out of my face.
They would rather miss and get the offensive rebound and run another 30 seconds off the clock than to score.
100%. 1,000%.
It's coward ball. It's just a complete joke.
Go Gardner Webb.
And look, all respect to Crotty, because I know he'd punch me in the face if I said this, but honestly, they should obliterate your program. They really should. I mean, look. And you know what? I have a pass to say that because people have been trying to get rid of the Miami Hurricanes now for, it seems like, 30 years. So
every cover a bit.
Allow me to have a pass and say, wipe Virginia basketball off the planet. At least, or get some kind of new means to fixing their sport.
First of all, they had Ralph Sampson.
25 years ago or 30 years ago.
Larinaga was a top assistant there. So without Virginia, we wouldn't have Larinaga.
That was 30 years ago.
He had to get out of there, though. He's probably like, I got to get out of here. I got better ideas. Because we had Manny Diaz on today on the morning show.
Yeah.
And, you know, Zaslow asked him, he's like, you know, did you have things, you know, ideas that you were watching going around while, you know, things are going with the way Rick's doing them? Because, you know, Rick is, you know, well. And Manny's very fired up.
Right.
You know, and he was, you know, coach speaking and complimentary to Rick. But that explained why he wanted it all to be a new university. That's Larinaga. Larinaga wanted it to be a different type of Virginia. And he's just like, no, I see different plans. I need to get the hell out of here. And look what you have today. I mean, well, not this year.
Well, the team that only had seven scholarship
not
players.
This year, but that wasn't fair. It wasn't fair.
Yeah, DeJuan Hernandez.
Yeah,
NCAA screwed us.
Again.
Well, yeah, but they made up for it with the Tate Martell thing.
Not really. Do you want to know something? I'm not giving them credit for that. One, the Canes had leverage. So they bullied them into it. I don't care what the review said.
So you don't believe that the NCAA knew they screwed up with DeJuan Hernandez and so gave us Tate Martell?
Nope.
Well, you believe in that whole, hey, Miami wasn't going to play in that 20 early ESPN game unless they made Tate Martell.
Of course. I said this as soon as the news came out.
Nah, man. Mike Ryan was the first with that.
As soon as the news came out, we put out the game plan. We sent out the bat signal to Blake James, and he followed through. He followed through and hit it out of the park because it just lines up too much time-wise. Tate Martell was not going to play if it wasn't the case. I don't care what the lawyer said. I don't care about the idea that Ohio State didn't try and force anything. Like, that's ever stopped you. No. So, and I don't want to hear from these Yahoo Gator fans or these dummy Seminole fans who are like, oh, it looks like there's a real bias against you. It's like, yeah, actually there has been.
So you're talking about Amber?
No.
So you're talking about Amber?
No.
All you need to know, if you don't think that there's a bias against the University of Miami, all you need to know is what happened after that Duke game, and everyone said, overturn the win, forfeit the result.
You've never seen anybody take such joy in shooting arrows at a program like they do the University of Miami.
Yeah, oh, they love it.
They love it. They're like, what?
Love it.
Feinbaum, Mark May, Lou Holtz.
S.I.
All of Cowherd.
Right.
Hocut. That weasel hook. I mean, the idea that guy was in charge of who got into the playoff and who's ranked, it just shows
actually,
you how the system is messed up.
I know I'm a Sneasel, but can we say, like, the OG Sneasel is Kirby Hocut?
100%.
Yeah, he's won in the Sneasel rankings.
Yeah, he is the grand Sneasel poobah. But remember, he's a man of integrity. I mean, come on, lad.
Heather Dennett said it.
I wanted to vomit when I heard that.
Nevin Shapiro is running Ruckshot.
He's a man of integrity? Yeah. Here's another Ponzi scheme check. Just take it. No worries. He flees to Texas Tech. Who flees Miami for Waco?
What are you punching?
Well, that was a big three. Listen, don't we have to hold back?
If you're gonna do that, no.
Yeah, I mean, well, I didn't want to interrupt what you were saying. We're bashing Kirby Hocut.
You're distracting the entire restaurant by boxing when something good happens.
It wasn't a box. It was like a double fist pump going up and down.
You look like Frank the Tank. By the way, Robbie's dressed perfectly for Twin Peaks.
He's
of course wearing camouflage.
He looks like he shot half the animals that are on the
wall. Oh, look at the little canoe with the raccoon cute. And the possum and the
raccoons.
Squirrel.
I hate raccoons.
Look at the fox.
No, raccoons can go to hell.
Why don't you like raccoons?
Oh, I hate them. Because when I lived in Miramar, they used to tear my trash can apart. And every day I'd walk out there and there'd be trash everywhere and stupid raccoons running around.
Bro, I like raccoons.
No.
Raccoons are bad.
You want to talk about ravenous? You've been talking about the bats at San Antonio? Raccoons, ravenous.
You know who Batman is? Dwayne Wade.
Not that Spurs mascot with a costume.
He's Batman. he's Batman.
By the way, last night, do you notice a bunch of Spurs fans trying to get Dwayne Wade's autograph? Mm-hmm. There was one guy who's wearing a gray T-shirt. He didn't even have any Dwayne Wade stuff. He just came down from the Spurs section to get Dwayne Wade to sign his regular T-shirt. Dwayne passed him by.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I do notice that Dwayne does seem to have an eye of what he is signing and what he's not signing. He's just like, nah, pass. You have to feel such a loser if he passes you over.
No, this guy was like,
he's signing a lot of autographs.
On TV, you can clearly see him go, hey, sign my shirt. Dwayne looks over. Yeah. And then kept going.
No, but do you know how much my autograph is worth? How about I don't sign your T-shirt that's staying with
barbecue
sauce?
I didn't know that he was doing this thing with his shoes after every game.
Doing what?
He takes his shoes off, takes out the insoles, signs each shoe, gives them to a fan.
That's cool.
What a great guy.
He's a great guy. By the way, Greg Popovich, super classy dude.
Yeah, I got a good tone though.
Props to Pop.
That's a heck of a turn.
That was a really nice present that he put forth. Did you see that? Gave him a present with Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker.
Now, how about the Spurs?
The
most intriguing thing I saw about the tribute video was, it was hard for Dallas to make a tribute video because all the highlights would be against them.
Yep.
There were plenty of highlights against the Spurs in those finals that were made in the tribute video, including him wearing a championship hat of beating the Spurs.
You know what it is? It's that the Mavericks have small penis syndrome, because you don't have to question the Spurs' manhood. They got five rings, five titles. There's nothing to worry about there.
Right.
But you have these Mavericks who forever have obsessed that Dwayne Wade cheated and the refs had it on the take. Like, that makes any sense at all. And that David Stern was punishing Mark Cuban because he hated him. And so that's why they can't do it. You have the Spurs. They know the heat. Class upon class. You have royalty amongst the NBA.
Do you know they have a ravenous bat arena?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, they play in a hellhole. That can't be squared away. But as a franchise, the rest of them is top-notch.
I happened to glance over at Robbie's phone as a bunch of texts were coming in. Mm. I'm not going to say names on the air, but some of the names of his contacts are quite freaking interesting.
Johnny Three Thumbs?
I'm not saying anything. Yeah.
Nick the Toe?
I got to keep him in code. I can't have their names out there.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying if someone comes in here with a crowbar, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, in case the FBI gets my phone and they're trying to look at my contacts. My contacts are safe.
Everything is very coded.
New Madness has just started. Boy. Auburn against New Mexico State. 12-5. That's what I love. I picked all 12s.
Oh, yeah.
Quad
12s? You got
all 12s.
Because you know there's going to be at least one.
Quad 12s.
Well, is this true that someone, I think we had this on the text line yesterday, that you get the most points with the Sweet 16 picks?
Well, they go up in every round. Like right now, I think in our Twin Peaks, it's 2, 4, 8, 16, and on. But it's like, let's say the first round is 2 points. And then if you get another team into the Sweet 16, that game is worth 4 points. And then the next round is 8, and then 16, and then 32, and on and on.
Yeah, but if so, with the number of teams and the number of points.
Yes.
I can't do the math in my head because I'm not that smart. But I feel like someone was trying to explain that the Sweet 16, if you get your Sweet 16 right, with the number of teams and the number of points, that can really put you over the top.
Yeah, the first round, Leroy said that the first round is the most important, really, but the first rounds are the smallest amount. Those are the smallest amount of points. And then the next round, it's half as many games, but twice as many points, if you think about it that way. That's the easiest way to do it. And the Sweet 16 is even less games and another double amount of points. If you get more teams in the Elite Eight, that's even more, and Final Four and title game. And then if you win it all, it's like 64 points.
We're live at the Twin Peaks in Davie. The madness is going all around. Get on out here, guys. The station's here until 7. We're here until 4. Come on over. Say hello. We're happy to do so. We got the prize wheel going down here as well. It's a really, really good time. We're back right after this. All right. We are live from the Twin Peaks in Davie. It's Tobin, Beast, and Robbie here with you. Leroy's out the next couple of days, but Robbie is here in his glory. Very excited. A lot of good stuff going now. We got three games
third game
action right now. You got the old 12-5, my favorite.
Yeah, New Mexico State and Auburn going on right now. Game just started, but then they have another game starting up on 2, and then once those four games end, another four games begin. They're all on the same four courts.
Yeah, right now you got Minnesota on top of Louisville, which is a 10 over a 7.
The Gophers.
51-40 with just over 14 minutes left in that game. Auburn is trailing New
Mexico
State 7-6.
I keep forgetting that Bruce Pearl is still
coaching. Yeah, he's at Auburn. And he got a sweet revenge game the other day in the SEC title game beating Tennessee.
Is the other one at halftime? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, Yale and LSU was at halftime.
Yeah, Yale's at halftime.
But wasn't
Bruce Pearl like thrown out of the NCAA for a couple of
years?
Yeah, he had
barbecue.
He had the show clause.
And so was Kelvin Sampson, who's now the coach at Houston. He was out of Oklahoma for like 5 years, and he was an NBA assistant, and now he's the head coach at Houston.
Oh, look at little Patino. He is happy.
Oh, he's starting some T-Petty.
What's Dick Pitino going to be back in the game? You know he's going to be back in the game.
He might be there right now cheering on his son.
No. But, like, he's in Greece. That ain't lasting. Sooner or later, Pitino's going to poke his head back up.
Everyone
back
says he wants to be in the NBA now.
NBA. Get the hell out of here. You know this is a Celtics fan.
He's terrible. I'm not a Celtics fan, but having lived...
Larry Bird is not walking through that door.
Larry Bird is not walking through that door, yeah.
Dude, he was terrible.
Like, horrible.
He's not going to work on the NBA. Get the hell out of here.
At his age?
You know the whole story about him. He was supposed to be the coach of the University of Miami, right?
Yes.
When?
So when Leonard Hamilton left, Paul D had a deal. Rick Pitino wanted to be down here because he owns a bunch of horses.
Right.
And he wanted to be near Gulfstream and Calder. He knew things weren't going well in Boston. And he had basically a handshake deal in place. He was down here in the Heck Center. I was tracking around. I was snooping around. He went to, I think it was Opal. It was either Opa-locka or Tamiami, one of the airports they drove him to.
Where were they playing at that time?
The Knight Center?
No. They're at the
AAA.
Miami Arena.
The Pink Elephant.
Miami Arena. They were playing at the Miami Arena. And, the one thing he said is, I have to get back to Boston to tell the Celtics firsthand that I'm leaving. Like, you cannot let word get out.
Right.
Okay?
Oh, you know what? I do remember the story.
And Dwight Freeman was, I think that was his name, was... Coach Freeman was one of the assistants on Coach Hamilton's staff, and he was, like, still employed, and he didn't want Rick Pitino to get the job.
So he dropped the bomb?
So he comes down the stairs at the Heck Center, and I was there, and a couple other, Michelle Coffin was there, and he summoned us over by the vent, I can remember it distinctly, but right by the vending machine, he goes, they just gave Rick Pitino the job. I called into to Hank's show, I said, Rick Pitino just got the job. Like, or it's, you know, it's going to happen, whatever. All of a sudden, Rick Pitino gets word of it, like, on the way to the airport or you know, like, before he even took off, and called Paul D and said, yeah, I can't.
Damn, so you caused Rick Pitino.
Not me.
Michelle, Rick Pitino not to be up against that. Who did they get instead?
Perry Clark.
Perry Clark.
Oh, wow.
Minus one.
You caused us to get Perry Clark instead of Rick Pitino. Beast!
It wasn't me.
You did! No, of course. Yeah, he's in the car listening. This is back, what year is this? This is
2000.
2000, there's barely internet. This was your fault.
I've never looked at it like that.
What are you talking about? You never looked at it like that.
Well, no, but Coach Freeman never said, like, I wasn't.
You went blabbing off to Hank Goldberg in like 3 seconds.
Couldn't wait.
He was definitely in the car listening to sports
radio. Wait 10 more minutes, he would have been on the airplane. He would have heard it.
He was listening to The Hammer, and then he hears you, and he's like, Because otherwise, who's going to find out? What do they have, rotary phones in 2000? No one's going to find out.
Flip phones. They definitely had flip phones. I had one.
Oh, yeah.
Satellite phones.
Yeah.
He definitely looks like a flip
phone. And
then we
have Perry Clark. Yeah. He got stories on him, too.
Oh, my God.
Perry Clark. Everywhere they go, he oh, my God. The guy spent more time at Ritz's and the Palm.
Unbelievable.
Never showed up to practice.
I can't believe it.
Never showed up to practice. Perry Clark never showed up to practice.
Dude, yeah. It's pretty crazy that the Canes program is where it is right now, even this being a bad year. Like, I can't believe Larrañaga has put it into something being respectable.
Like, where this is actually like a... Like, normally this is being average season.
Frank Haith had a decent run until he started... Still the strip club situation happened and...
Yeah, and
then Shapiro.
And also he was super corrupt in both stops.
Yeah, and to think...
he left to Tulsa, too.
I basically served as Frank Hayes' personal driver at a couple of ACC tournaments. I don't want to get into that.
Jesus. Anyway, so yeah, we're here at Twin Peaks in Davie. It is packed, man. It's a great atmosphere. People are getting out here, getting into the action. A lot of people doing some lunches here. That's why you see everybody in that business cash look right now, which is like the slacks with the button-down shirt, but a little rolled up, so you know that it's
ties
cool.
Ties are off. Jackets are left in the car. Yeah, yep.
Ties are optional right now.
I don't know if they're going to make it back to work. I think they're going to be here for a while.
Get some sweltering. Get out of the sweltering.
Is it true that these are the two least productive
work days of the year? Has to be.
Yeah, it's like this tournament and like days before holidays.
Dude, this place, like, I had to go park across the street.
I did too.
Because, like, we're, you know, where this was, what do they call this shopping center?
It's the Tower Shops.
The Tower Shops, yeah. So you had to go in, like, the big Tower Shops parking lot because the one at Twin Peaks, it's already booked up because people are so excited.
I don't want to give any, I'm not giving any pubs any, but there's a row of, like, restaurants around here, and they're all packed right now. And behind us is a big plaza with huge stores. That's packed.
Yeah.
So there's just so much traffic over here. Plus, you got a bunch of Nova students that are probably on spring break or high or something.
Whoa.
I don't know, man. You can text the show 67974. It's brought to you by accidentlawfirm.com. Texter writes in, Wade and Dragic, bench mob duo, can't be contained. It's unbelievable how good Goran Dragic has been.
Ooh. Did you notice the I felt a little dirty with Wade and Waiters on the floor at the same time last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
I was like, Waiters is just going to screw this up.
He was playing well yesterday.
He had that stroke going.
I know, but it was just like, it felt odd to me.
You could tell a good Dion Waiters game like in the first 30 seconds.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather have Dion Waiters late in the game than Josh Richardson.
Josh Richardson, I don't know what to do, man. I love him.
Yeah, he had a bounce back.
I know you're probably swaggering because you made fun of the Ringer spot where they called him a star. A star in the making.
And he goes 5 for 30.
Stardom.
He's not good late. I don't know what it is. He morphs. Like, there's a thing that happens with him where he morphs from, like, Bradley Beal into Mario Chalmers as the lead. He's like a werewolf.
But it's so weird because he shows these flashes where you're like, wow.
Yeah. He was coming into that game with just a vomit stretch of, like, what was it, 5 of 31.
Yeah, Wade actually talked about it after the game.
And so, like, I know he's going to bounce back. That's how he's been his entire career. Like, he'll have lulls, but then he is scorching hot with his shooting. But something has to be done with these late game situations. I don't know what it is. Maybe we got to get, like, a hypnotist onto him. And so, like, every quarter is the first quarter. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Josh, it's first quarter.
I don't know, man.
We should start with just a regular sports psychologist, I think. And then, if that doesn't work, escalate it to a hypnotist.
Like, would it be illegal to put something?
What just happened?
A big three by Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
Can we do something in the realm of, like, putting sensors in his shoes?
It's a line on that game. I mean, Minnesota's obviously.
He needs, like, sensors in his shoes to, like, avoid going out of bounds.
Oh, GPS in his shoes, like on your car, like when you're backing up and you get too close, it starts beeping.
Exactly.
That's what we need in his shoes.
And, like, the same thing. Like, we need to have him, like, with an AirPod in his ear. So, like, then at the same time, also, it doesn't dribble off his foot. These are just things we just got to vet. Just got to go with. Oh, big onions.
The golfers are rolling.
The golfers are rolling.
Brainerd, home of the big blue ox.
What's the deal with Minnesota? Is it, like, kind of Canadian?
No. It's just like in that North Dakota, Minnesota.
No.
Like,
the golfers.
No. Is it kind of Canadian?
They got the Midwest accent. Jones.
Did we steal Minnesota? Is that how we got it?
No, I don't know.
We acquired it in a trade?
Yeah, no. Like, did we conquer
it? What are you talking about?
I'm saying Minnesota's kind of Canadian.
It's kind of not, though.
Not because, like,
really not.
Dude, I feel like if you're from Minnesota, you're more Canadian than Romberg. Because Romberg's kind of, like, from Detroit.
Yeah, Romberg doesn't have that accent.
Yeah, like, I feel like...
Jesus, what are you doing?
What? Minnesota's kind... Can we text Leroy? Let's text Leroy and ask him, hey, is Minnesota kind of Canadian? Do you think he's going to answer?
No, he's going to think you're an idiot.
War horse. Don't you know?
Leroy.
Oh, yeah.
They have a French motto, apparently.
Do they?
They do have a French motto.
So they're Canadian.
It's kind of Canadian.
It's kind of Canadian.
I'm going to Google, was Minnesota ever part of Canada?
Minnesota...
They don't say casserole. They call it a hot dish. That's what they do over there. What? I got insiders.
Do you think
minus for reporting? That's not.
Do you think Leroy responds to my text, or do you think I just get a middle finger?
Well, it depends on how mad he is.
He's probably going to be pissed. This is my day off. Why are you bothering me with this?
I'm on the 13th green. What am I doing?
Shout out to the 12 seed New Mexico State on the lead right now in front of Auburn, who's a 5. I love the 12s over the 5s.
Yeah, and this Yale LSU game. Let's get. It's been a long halftime.
Yeah, we need another TV.
Are they honoring somebody?
Whoa,
I wonder where I could get another TV.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Right here.
Oh, hey.
iPad.
Unbelievable. It's right there for you. Wow. That's like a magic trick.
It's amazing.
It just has its own.
So
app,
there's
huh?
part of
yeah,
Minnesota,
Madison, greatest app ever invented.
There's part of Minnesota called the Northwest Angle that's surrounded by Canada.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
I don't know.
It's kind of Canadian. It's not Canada, but it's kind of Canadian.
Yeah,
it borders Canada. So does like Vermont, and yeah, but Maine, they're not, and New Hampshire.
But they're not the same. They're not. They're not as Canadian as the golfers.
Yeah, like would Romberg be a good arbiter on this? Because he is Canadian. Would he kind want of. To welcome in
Didn't
Minnesota?
Did you just say he was kind of Canadian?
Yeah, he's from Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, he's very close to Detroit.
Windsor's basically the part of Detroit where you're allowed to have Cuban cigars, and there's a ton of Bob Kraft-like places.
Whoa.
I mean, you drive over the bridge, which I did several times when I was in Detroit, and there's blinking red lights everywhere. And
middle of the day.
Step in, often.
Texter writes in, Tobin, given how weird and perverse your mind works, were you mad at the Spurs tribute to Wade last night for being too classy and therefore phony and disrespectful to Wade? Ooh. I like to imagine this is how you have your sports conflicts. Good question.
Fair point.
I don't feel like it was a conflict because I do think genuinely Popovich is a good dude. And so I don't feel that way. Spurs have a respect rivalry. It's 1-1 all time. They did cheat in the second finals, but also could not combat a checked out LeBron James. So yeah. I don't know who to blame there. Yes, they did cheat and turn the air conditioning off, therefore cramping LeBron James. Did that mentally check him out of the final series? Perhaps it did. But I don't hold so much ill will against them because, you know, the Heat also did crush their soul with the greatest three-point shot of all time in NBA Finals history. So there's that. I don't have this weird conflict, but I wouldn't want the Dallas Mavericks to do that because I know how they have besmirched Dwayne Wade's name basically his entire career.
Yeah, 2006 Finals.
And that's why I don't want the Heat to give Dirk a tribute either. What are we going to do? We're going to show highlights of LeBron being afraid to post up J.J. Barea? Like, what is going to be in this tribute?
Well, that's coming up.
Him crying going into the locker room? No. No.
I agree.
You think when Patty Mills retires, the Heat give him a tribute?
Sure. Screw that guy.
Marco Bellinelli, does he get one too?
No. He doesn't count.
I'm so sick of him.
No, that guy doesn't count.
I'm so sick of Marco Bellinelli.
His fadeaway threes, and you have to foul him on the three.
You know what I just think? Like, I think, you know, there was always these things that would haunt Heat fans' dreams, and it would be Michael Biamonte going, Lou Aldang. And now I think it's Marco Bellinelli, three-pointer.
Yeah, again.
It's just nonstop. He's got to knock it off with that stuff.
Well, they hit 14 yesterday?
They hit 14 of 34.
Yeah.
But they were horrible in the first half, and then they just started falling. The three-point brigade, I don't know about you guys, but I was actually relieved when DeRozan came back in the game because at least I know he's going to shoot a lot of mid-range jumpers. And the three-point brigade got taken out of the game.
Yeah, it got saucy at the end of the game, too.
Oh, yeah, when you got that tech, yeah.
DeRozan has a little bit of Richardson with late game.
By the way, I think he actually had a point in that tech because who took the ball away from him?
J.J.
It's Jace Johnson, yeah.
Oh, yeah, James
former
Johnson,
teammate. Former
went,
teammate.
Like, wire across his face.
Well, you know what? Earn your black belt.
Also, I think Dwayne Wade fouled that guy when he got him from behind and got the steal.
Nah, that wasn't a foul.
Nah, Dwayne Wade doesn't foul, bro.
Nah.
And Dwayne Wade did get a technical, but.
We're live here from the Twin Peaks. David, get on out of here, guys. Oh, great place awesome. To watch the games. A lot of great specials going on. Happy Hour is about to start in about 10 minutes.
Scenic views.
A lot of scenic. It's so scenic.
Oh.
It's so scenic. It's so scenic. Get on out here, guys. Twin Peaks, Davey. Happy hour starting up. $3.50 man-size Peak signature beers. You got $4 appetizers and $5 Jack and Cokes from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. starting on up. We'll be back right after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.